What's up? We're here with Terrace Martin, a real busy man right now. Took his time out of his day to do an interview with us. So, you got the new mixtape coming out, or the pre-album, whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
All right. First, tell us the difference between a street album and a mixtape for you.
For me, I call it a mixtape because it's easier for me to say that to get people to get some type of idea of what I'm doing. I call it an album for me because it's just there's all original music. There's no throwaway song on here. You know, I took time with each song, which in the studio I did a lot of these beats for this. You know what I'm saying? I asked people to get on this as if I would ask for an album. And I did swaps with beats for verses for this. You know what I'm saying? And,
okay.
You know, that's why I call it a street album, but you know, everybody, it's easier to say mixtape. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to say mixtape.
People aren't really talking about street albums right now.
And I don't even like saying street albums. It's just a record. It's a record.
It's an album that's not going to be sold in stores.
Not going to be sold in all stores.
All right. So, what are you hoping to accomplish with this album?
more awareness about Terrace Martin. More awareness about Problem. More awareness about Maestro. More awareness about Young Walk. More awareness even about Snoop. More awareness about Game. More awareness about everybody that's involved in this record. More Roscoe and Madam Brown, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
More awareness about that, and more awareness about good music. Just good music, man. The whole statement I want to say is it's okay to be different. It's okay to be yourself musically. You don't gotta ride another wave, you know, don't ride a wave. Let's keep on pushing this innovative line. That's what good music is about. Innovative. All the records that we grew up off loving were they were being innovative. They were innovators. They wasn't copying what was going on before. They was moving forward in life, moving forward with music.
So that's definitely what separates this mixtape from her album from all the others out there, because it's just so more musical than anything else, and it seems like you really put your time and effort into it.
Yeah.
So this album's pretty much a coming out party, as you would say, for.
Yeah, I mean, I think this album is, right now, this is more important than my album I'm working on, you know what I'm saying? This album right here is more important because this is the one that everybody's going to have because it's free. I'm not selling it.
Yeah.
It's going to be for free download, you know, it's going to be a giving away. I mean, if you buy it on the street, a bootlegger may sell it to you, but I'm giving this away. This is not to make money. I don't even have any sponsors really for this. This is all out of my pocket and everything. I just want to give it away. I want to be one of the cast that's. I want to do my part. I don't want to ask, you know, what can the industry do for me. I want to see what can I do for the industry.
You want people to see this and be like, damn, Terrace Martin's good. I'm gonna be checking his shit from now on.
Definitely checking it, and I also want people to see it and be like, you know what, I'm gonna do some different stuff. You know. I'm not going to ask what can the industry do for me. I'm going to ask what can I do for the industry. I'm going to try to help rebuild music. You know what I'm saying? Because I think music is getting kind of weird right now. So I just want to help rebuild it. That's all.
It's definitely a good way to approach it.
Oh, yeah.
Not for the money, that's for sure. All right. So DJ Ski is going to be hosting this mixtape. He seems like he's pretty much got everything on lock here in California as far as getting mixtapes out. So. Did you approach him and say, hey, can you just get this out for me? What's his role going to be on this mixtape?
He's putting it out. He's hosting it. And DJ Ski is like a dear friend of mine. There's 5 or 6 blocks away from me. You know what I'm saying? Like, we sit down, we talk about life, we talk about the game. Definitely talk about music, and talk about L.A. So I wanted to do this. I'm just not good at doing blast and the email thing and radio. And, you know, Ski is like my right-hand man for that. Like, I always break all my records with Ski, and anything I do that's something to do, excuse me, anything I do that's something to do with any type of networking with music, I try to use Ski a lot. And, you know, we help out each other, you know what I'm saying? But I approach Ski about it because I like what he did with, I love what he did with the Topic situation. I like what DJ Ski did with the Crazy Tunes. I love what he did with that, the Crazy Tunes thing. I love what he always does with Game, you know? I like how DJ Ski moves, and he's a good dude, and he means business. And another thing was he moves fast. Like, I move fast. Like, he doesn't move slow. A lot of people out here in L.A. move a little slow. Not everybody, but everybody moves a little slow because we're so spoiled by the sunshine and the palm trees and the women. You know, like I was telling my friend that a lot of the MCs and producers were so involved with telling people that I rap or I'm a producer, and having the outfit, having the jewelry, and having, you know, having everything except the talent. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's why we're whack right now to me. You know what I'm saying? Because we're more into what it looks like instead of the emotion. And not everybody. It's some cats that mean it. It's the Glasses Malone. I know he means it. It's Bishop Lamont, definitely means it. Maestro definitely means it. Problem means it. You know, Roscoe means it. Madam Brown means it. You know, some people that mean it, you know. So anyway, long story short, I like how Ski moves and Ski's with the same thing I'm with.
So you got a bunch of guests lined up on this mixtape. Tell us a few at least of the people that you got featured on here.
Snoop Dogg, Roscoe, Corrupt. Oh my God, wait till you guys hear this new Corrupt stuff. Corrupt, Madam Brown, Ill Noise, my cousin, Problem, me, Jay Black, Uncle Chuck, Young Walk, Latoya Williams, Game, Nate Dogg, Busta Rhymes, you know, Too Short. God, I can go on and on. That's cool. Maybe we can stop. But I think that's it, though.
Too many guests.
It's too many guests. And I produced all the music.
So, this is really a new thing to have a mixtape coming out from a producer where you're producing all the music yourself. So, tell us about why you wanted to do that as opposed to maybe making one where you're rapping or actually just putting out an album.
I wanted one where I could showcase me being a producer. A producer is not a beat maker. You know, although I made all the beats, but I produced all these records, you know. 95% of them I was in the studio producing the record, from hands-on, from the artist writing the vocals, to the end of the record, to the mix of the record. I stood by the record the whole side. A lot of cats nowadays, a lot of cats that call themselves producers aren't producers. If you do a beat, put it on a CD, give it to somebody, they do vocals at their spot, they bring it back to you, and you just playing it, and it's done. You didn't produce that record. They produced that record. You made the beat, which is not a producer. And actually, you know, people should strive more to be producers. That's what I am. But I was taught by the best. I was taught by Battle Cat. I was taught by Superfly. I was taught by Daz, you know. You know what I'm saying? I was taught by them, you know. I grew up listening, wanting to be like Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, wanting to be like the Doctors Rays, and all those cats are our producers. I didn't want to be like the beat makers growing up. So, you know, that's what that is. Right. That's why I did it like that. Just showcase me as a producer and, just, you know, put some good produced music out there.
Break that down for us a little bit more with the production thing. So you're in there actually coaching the people, telling them how they're supposed to say this and that, and you're in there for the whole session. You're the overseer of exactly what happens in the studio.
Exactly.
That's what a producer means to you.
That's what a producer means to me. Like, a producer is not a beat maker. If I take somebody else's beat right now, give them the credit of making the beat. But if I throw, you know what, I like this beat, but I want to throw Maestro, Problem, let me have Corrupt do the chorus, let me have Snoop at the end of the record. I want the topic to be about this on this record. I'm going to do a reference. I'm going to do this. I'm going to play little keys on top of the record. If I take that beat somebody gave me and make it into a record, see, it's a difference. If I take the beat and make it into a record, I produce that record. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If somebody gives me a beat, and I mean, if somebody gives me a beat and I leave a room and give it to Maestro to do, and he goes home and do, he does the hook, he does everything, he produced the record. Or Problem, or Snoop, or anybody else.
Smiley.
That's a producer.
Come up with the concept.
Yeah. Dr. Dre, Jimmy Jones, and Terry Lewis, those are producers. Battle Cat, DJ Quick, these are producers. And these are some of the last producers of our time. Like, you know, Quincy Jones is the producer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, but as far as our time, the Quicks and the Battle Cats and, you know, the Superflies, these are some of the last producers. Snoop is a producer. He's one of our last producers of our time. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is.
Tell us a little bit about the Nigerachi company you formed, Snoop, the production company.
Snoop, This nigga rocked it before me. And then he brought me in because I was always with him doing beats. The first record we did together was Gangbanger 101. That was such a successful record. It wasn't a single, but it was one of the most talked about records on that Blue Carpet treatment. That is now actually a platinum.
It's platinum now?
Certified, yeah. So
nice.
That was, you know what I'm saying, that was actually the most talked about record. You know, Snoop and Game on it, and the content of the record was so aggressive, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So he liked that, and he came to me with the proposal, like, yo, you need to be with me. Let's go in half, 50-50 on Nicaragua. Let's work on these records. Let's do it. You know what I'm saying? Let's go. Let's produce. I like what you do. You like what I do. I'm your big homie. You my little homie. You play music. You bring a different element to me. I bring a different element to you. Let's merge teams. And that's what we did, you know, and I love it.
Alright, so that was you guys producing as a team on the majority of the Big Squeeze album.
Well, you know what? Most of that is really just Snoop, because we got everything solidified right in the middle of that, you know what I'm saying? But although we've been working a lot together anyway.
Can we look forward to any other Nicaragua productions coming up on other people's album in the near future?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyone in particular you can remember?
Yeah, we just got out of the studio with Amy Winehouse. What's up, Amy?
Really?
We got a pop group in Australia that's doing crazy big
wow.
things working on. We just cooked up some stuff for Damian Marley. We just did a record with Damian Marley.
Nice.
My record, Corrupt's record. We're gonna start cooking up some stuff for Game's record. You know, so we working. You know, we're doing other than more than hip hop though. We're doing pop and R&B. A lot of pop though, you know what I'm saying?
A lot you of just pop. Did something with Amy Winehouse? Wow.
Yeah. Crazy. Crazy
was it kind of different to jump into like a pop type of element for you growing up, huh?
For him, because he's a walking record crate. You know, he's a walking record crate, so he has all this information. And I'm able to play, so it wasn't different. It's only two kinds of music, just good and bad. There's no such thing as rapping. Ooh, it's just good, you know, good and bad music, you know. If you're good, you're good. If you're bad, you're bad.
Tell us about the new Corrupt album. I heard you're going to be producing
the
majority of it.
Man. Corrupt is brand new again, like a breath of fresh air. You know what I'm saying? He's inspired. This game has a thing where it could tear people down. You know, he didn't let the game get to him. You know, I hear a lot of people saying we want the old Corrupt, and Corrupt fell off, and I hear a lot of those. I see those on forums and people in general, but what people have to understand is, you know, like Miles Davis was great at a young age. You know what I'm saying? Corrupt was great at a young age. After you go so far up at such a young age, Corrupt was a child prodigy. All them dudes was prodigies, but Corrupt was a prodigy, you know? And after you go up, you are quoted as to be one of the best MCs. Sometimes it's hard to deal with that. And like after you go up, where do you go from there?
Yeah, he came out as one of the highest.
I mean, where do you go from there? So when people change, and you know, in this industry they call it bad. When people grow, when people evolve, you know, sometimes you gotta grow. Sometimes fans don't let you grow. You know what I'm saying? But you know, Corrupt has always been to me one of the greatest. I always look at Corrupt as Miles Davis because he was so great at such a young age. You know, I remember they crucified Miles for doing records like Bitches Brewing on the Corner because Miles started using electric instruments, Fender Rhodes and electric bass. And Miles was so big in the 40s, 50s, and 60s for using all the acoustic instruments, but he changed. He wasn't playing as fast as they used to. He slowed down and took a different approach to music, and they crucified him. They called him strange. They said he couldn't play. They said he was whack. He was washed up. You know, same thing they said about Corrupt. But he's not. And I still don't know anybody that'll serve him. Especially when me and him get together. I don't know anybody that can serve that combination with Corrupt and Terrace One on the beat. I don't know. And if you know, write it in the forums and call me.
What's new with Problem? You guys have been collaborating a lot together recently.
Problem is another breath of fresh air. Problem represents this, you know, this new movement of California. not only that, bigger than that, Prowler represents this new movement of music, you know.
Yeah.
He's a songwriter. He writes songs from blues to pop to jazz to R&B, then to the hip-hop. And Prowler understands all walks of life and all walks, you know, different genres of music. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He's a breath of fresh air. You know, there's not a lot of people like him around. They don't come around often. They come around once every few years. Like him, he's special. You know, I'm not special when I see special. Like I'm a jazz musician first. You know, I believe jazz musicians have a whole different insight towards any and everything. You know what I'm saying? And he's special. He's not just an MC trying to get a big chain and buy 10 houses. And he has a gift, and he's really special. There's not a lot of people like that out here. God got something really in store for him. As long as he stays humble, stays loyal, you know, he'll be all right. Because so many people drift away with everything in life, and they end up being special in the corner alone. But I don't see him doing that. He's special.
So last time we talked, we were talking about a group album with you, Corrupt, and Problem.
Oh, yeah.
So what's been happening with that? You guys
We've been working. We have like 16 songs done. We've been working very hard. We've been working. You know, I just got done with this. Corrupt, we're doing his solo album right now. Problem doing this thing. And since we are, it's the same unit. We all work together a lot. So it's just crazy. That's a fun album. It's fun to work because we just care about music. We don't care about nothing else but music. We don't care about how many records we're going to sell. We're not dissing nobody. We just care about music, and it's a statement, man. This is another, you know, my whole movement is about good music. Everything else lasts. You know what I'm saying? I'm not dissing. I'm not. We got, our sound sounds like nobody else. You can't tell. That sounds like none of that, man. It's crazy, man. That's the record. Problem showing his butt off in that record, man. Corrupt is showing his butt off. Like, this cast is killing, man, you know. Another cat I've been working with is a TriStar from YA. TriStar is on a record company called Jaden over there with
Eastwood.
You know, what's up, Eastwood? I'll be seeing you in church every Sunday. That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be right there, too. TriStar is gifted, man. You know, I told myself I wasn't gonna work with that many more rappers this year, but he just came along and just like his spirit is right. He cares about the pen too. He's a special one too.
Yeah.
He's another one like Problem. He's special, man. Not a lot of cats is like these cats, man. These are special people. These aren't just rappers with LA Dodger hats to the back and sagging with white tees. These are special MCs, man. Like, we don't have a lot of special MCs out here. So we need to take care of these people and uplift these cats and make them right, push them. And TriStar is definitely one that eventually, one day we're going to work on an album, just me and him. Probably within this year. Matter of fact, I'm going to call him when I'm done with this. And TriStar.
Is this going to be one of those mixtapes where there's constant yelling and interruptions from the DJs? Because I know a lot of people, kind of the downside to a mixtape is that they're constantly getting up or whatever.
Yeah, me and Ski already talked about that. It's not going to be one of those kind of mixtapes because Miller's not really a mixtape.
Exactly.
I just got to call it that so everybody could just grasp it. You know what I'm saying? They say free album, they think it's not good. You know what I'm saying? So I got to say mixtape. Me and Ski, he's going to be doing that, but not as much as most mixtapes, you know, because I want you to hear the full song.
Right.
I want people to be able to drive home from work, have their favorites, drive to the club, have their favorites, drive on Sunset late at night. They ain't even going to the Sloss and swap me, the Compton swap me, whatever swap me, Long Beach. I mean, what's the swap me, Long Beach? Del Amo. I want them to be able to play this record. You know what I'm saying? Play it without. Yeah. Oh. You know what I'm saying? Brand new. You know, I just want to play the record.
Exactly. All right. So you're going to be blessing us with this mixtape for free download on WCNN.com.
Free download with the artwork, everything. Like, I just want to give it away. I want to give it away. I want to give the people something to listen to.
We appreciate the look, definitely.
You know, but if you guys download it for free and you guys see a bootlegger in the street with it, go like buy it from him too. You know, support him too. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, that's the problem out here. We don't buy each other records. You know, but this, I'm giving this away. I want everybody to have it. It's a free download.
Is there going to be part 2 to this mixtape?
Nope.
But then again, who knows? Right now, I'm saying no.
I don't know. You know, I don't really have a lot of time to keep on putting out street albums.
Oh, what's the official date for this street album hit? The streets or download or whatever.
I keep on tuning in Dub CNN.